Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's try it again. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, the 14th of March of 2023. I do apologize. I do apologize. We had some technical difficulties, which we have now worked out, and it is honestly good to be with you, wherever you may be tuned in from, whatever device you may be using, whether you've called in, you know, on your smartphone. And by the way, it is a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. Also, or maybe you've called in from your using your laptop. Maybe you've been using your desktop, or maybe you're using a telegram. Oh wait, those things don't connect to the internet unless someone's figured out a way to connect those telegraph things to the internet. If you're under 40, 50, don't worry about what a telegraph is or a telegram. Don't worry about what it is. I learned about them in school. Do you remember what a telegram is or a telegraph or no? Do you remember what a telegram or telegraph is, or do you not? So guess what? Don't worry about it. But it was communication tools that were used back in early 19, like up to like the 50s or so, 40s, 50s. And that's how, you could use telegrams back in the day. Nowadays, we no longer use them. We have cellular phones, emails, online communication, social media, or as some people like to call it, unsocial media. Part of that depends on what you use it for. My hope is that if you use social media, you use it for the right reasons. And you don't use it to, gossip against other people. Or as my pastor likes to say it, vomit on other people. And all that other stuff. Hopefully, if you use it for the right reasons. And don't use it as a means to try to put down other things. Or even necessarily to whine, because I actually my Facebook once and deleted posts that I thought were whining. I deleted them. I deleted them. And so about that, you do what you want. But anyhow, I'm going to get into the normally be doing right now. So I want to tell you about a couple things that we, every show. First thing I mentioned is about the book, Rivers of Miracles. And what it is, it's the story of my life. It's a story of how great God has been. It's a story of how he's been there for me and my family. And when you get the book, it's like you're getting a two-for-one. It's like you're getting a two-for-one special. You say, how? Not like I'm getting two books. No, you're not getting two books, but you're getting two testimonies for the price of one. Usually when we talk about two for one, it could be like two people for one price or two parks for one price or, you know, that kind of thing. Or maybe it could be like a certain special of some kind or something. But this is a two for one in the way that two testimonies for one price. Did you get testimony? You get my mother's testimony. And speaking of testimonies, I hope that either, number one, I hope that you have either watched Jesus Revolution or plan to go watch Jesus Revolution. Have you watched that movie yet? It's a good movie. It's a great movie. And it's about hippies who get saved. Yeah, who got saved. My mother could tell you, she used to be one of them. She used to be a hit. She got saved. She was big on the whole feet. I don't mean, you know, going 80, 85 down Interstate 75, which you're only supposed to go 70 on. That's not the kind of speed I'm talking about. You know, she got freed from that, got delivered from it. And God helped her. The Barclay helped her. And you can read about that story. It's a book, Ruby Circles. And you get part of her testimony as well. And it's been great to see what God has done for her. And also for me. And our family. And it's great. You can go find to the website, riversofmiracles.com. That is rivers, R-I-E-R-S, of miracles.com, to find out information about the book. Of miracles. How it's been such a blessing. Really has. Now that, you know, when you read the book, my prayer is that you reading the book will increase your faith. That is honestly my prayer. It really is. Truly is. And so, prepare yourself for that if you would. The other thing I want to remind you about is about PayPal. This show has been a blessing into your life. And even maybe this is your first time tuning in. Maybe you've been tuning in from the get-go. And I want to say, it's been a blessing. Please consider sowing a seed. It helps us keep going, helps us keep reaching people. The more people we can reach for God, the better. That's honestly the way I see it. What we want to do is to change the world through faith. And radio, using radio as a medium, and so that's what I'm believing to do. And so, in order to sow your seed, you can go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, Rivers Shukla. That's the name, Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Related to that, I want you to keep in mind that the first I in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So please, if you would, go ahead and make a note of that. And so, and then when I get notification about that you've sown a seed, I always pray over that seed. I always pray over that seed. Why? Because I want to see you be blessed. And you know, there's not a tube. We don't have a tube, you know, that you can just sell money into this tube. And then and you think about it, you know, it's not like the bank. My pastor says it's not like the bank, where you drive up to the little thing and they have a tube. And they have this tube, you know, they just drive up to the tube and then, you know, and put money in it. And then there's a thank you note from heaven. They don't have that. If your church has one, I would kind of tease you and say, you know, I'd like to see it. Wouldn't you like to see that tube if it existed? I kind of like to see that. You know, maybe take it for a spin. You know, take it for a little workout. Amen. So, I'm going to also remind you real quick that I have a verse that I want to give to you tonight. And it's Luke 6:38, and it shall be given unto you. Press down. Shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. And for whatsoever measure you give, it shall be given unto you. And I pray that the Lord would just bless you. Yes, I do. Gonna take a real quick station ID, and then I'll be right back in a quick minute. I shall be right back, and then we'll sing a couple songs, and then we'll get into the word of the Lord tonight. I'm gonna teach tonight on the wheat and the tares and God separating his people. That's what I feel I'm supposed to teach on tonight is about the wheat and the tares and God separating. Praise the Lord. We're back. And as I told you, gonna sing a couple songs and then we'll get into the word of the Lord that I feel like I'm supposed to bring tonight. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are in
praising you, those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. We will go from strength to strength until we see you face to face. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Come bless our land as we seek you and worship you. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Come bless our land as we seek you and worship you. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on our God. We will go from strength to strength until we see you face to face. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Come bless our land as we seek you and worship you. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Come bless our land as we seek you and worship you. For you are holy, for you are holy, for you are holy, Lord. You are holy, you are holy, for you are holy, Lord. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy, Lord. You are holy, you are holy, for you are holy, Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Oh, come bless our land as we seek you and worship you. Hear our prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Come bless our land as we seek you and worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for his wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for his wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look for his wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim when you turn your eyes upon him. Oh, move up higher. Oh, move up higher. I set my sight above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory does prevail. I'll move up higher. Oh, I'll move up higher. I'll set my sight. I set my sight only on him, and these things on earth, they will grow strangely dim. On my ways, I'll acknowledge him, his thoughts and dreams I will pursue. Then where you lead me, I will surely follow. And I know, Lord, you will see me through. Yes, I will move up higher. I will move up higher. I'll set my sights above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory does prevail. I will move up higher. I will move up higher. Oh, I set my sights only on him, and these things on earth, they will grow strangely dim. I'll move up higher. I'll move up higher. Oh, I set my sights above the clouds, where God does dwell and his glory doth prevail. I'll move up higher. I'll set my sight only on him, and these things on earth, they will grow strangely dim. I'll set my sight these things on earth, they will grow strangely dim. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We turn our eyes. We turn off the focus on you, Jesus. We've come tonight. We've tuned in
tonight, wherever we are, to learn more of your ways,
to be taken up higher. Thank you, Jesus, that we set our sights
above the clouds, and we set them on you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that tonight. Thank you, Lord, that you're meeting these listeners right where they are. You're meeting each one of their needs. You know what it is that each one has need of tonight. You know whether they need a healing in their body, whether they need, you know, help with their mind, what it is that they need, you know, whether it's financial, whatever it is, Lord Jesus, thank you that you're meeting all of their needs. Thank you that you are the meter of those needs. Authority over sickness and disease right now. I take authority over the spirit of poverty, debt, lack, and curse that stuff. In the name of Jesus, we're going to prosper. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you for that, for what you're doing. Now, I make my confession. I mean, no, not yet. Lord, I thank you for this time in the Word tonight. Thank you that you anoint my voice to teach this Word. Thank you that you anoint the ears of these listeners to receive this Word. That they'll be focused. They won't be distracted, but they will receive everything it is, everything that you have for them tonight. And now I make my confession over this program. I thank you, Master, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership, more and more listeners will come into this program. Most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. You know, before I open to the Word, I want to say something. As of like a year or two ago, people from the Baptist Convention were at the World Economic Forum event, you know, this World Economic Forum, you know, they call it the WEF event. And they came back and they sent a memo to, like, these different pastors and said, three things were changing. They said, we want you to know that those who teach praying in tongues, it's a cult. Those who preach prosperity. But I tell you this, we're no cult. The Miracle Man is not a cult. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe in speaking in tongues. I believe in prosperity. There was one other thing they had mentioned. I forget what it was. But the same. This is not a cult. This is not. And we bring the real Word of God. With that, open your Bible, if you would please, to the book of Matthew, chapter number 13. Amen. We're excited about the Word of God. I want you to go verse number 24. Hallelujah. I'm going to teach on the wheat and the tares and the separation between them. So I'm going to begin with Matthew 13, verse 24, and IV. And I want to encourage you for the next little bit. Whatever I do, here where I am, you do. By prayer, you pray. As I study the Bible, read these verses, you know, follow along, be a part. Don't just sit there and watch. Amen. Verse 24. Jesus told them another parable, quotation marks. And you'll notice something. There's red letters. When there's red letters, who is it that's talking through red letters? It's Jesus. Jesus talking through red letters. So let's look at this. Jesus told them this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. Amen. So he sowed good seed in his field. But, however, while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the tares also appeared. The owner's servant came to him, and he said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Then where did the tares come from?" "An enemy has done this," he replied. The servant asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the wheat, the tares, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, first collect the tares and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn. Then he tells another parable, and then he revisits the wheat and tares. So we'll continue on. Verse 31. And he told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all of your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of green plants, and it becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches. And he told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast, which a woman took into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough. Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. So verse 36, watch. This is where Jesus explains and expounds on the parable of the wheat and tares. Verse 36. Then he left the crowd What do you want? Into the house. And his disciples came to him. And they said, explain to us the parable of the tares in the field. And he answered, the one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The sons of the kingdom. The tares are the sons of the evil one. The enemy who sows them is the devil. The devil sowed the tares. The harvest is the end of the age, the last days. We live in the last days right now. We're watching the last of the last days unfold, and the harvesters are angels. As the tares are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels. They will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them in to the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. So, I'm going to tell you a story. Then I'll kind of explain a bit more about what this is about. So, almost 3 years ago to the day, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown had an open vision. He is coming home from preaching on the east coast of the state of Florida. So he flies back in near his house. He gets home. Talks to a preacher, from Australia, and he asks, this other pastor from Australia, how's it going? And he's like, oh, things aren't looking so good. It's looking like the end of days. It's looking like the end. All the stores are empty. And he's thinking, and he's dropping his bones like over the moon, and he's like, we're going home. We're going to go home and be with Jesus. Yeah, like he's all excited about it. But then, he comes home and he, a couple days later, he has that vision. And it's like the fire of God kissed him in his bedroom. And he's like sweating profusely. And he then goes, and he hears the Lord say something to him. The end is not yet. Separating the wheat from the tares. I'm separating the wheat from the tares. I'm coming for my bride. I'm coming very soon. I'm getting my people ready because I am coming very soon. He also said the end is not yet. Meaning, still a little bit of time. Yes, I am coming very soon. I am getting my bride ready. And he basically said, right now they're not ready. I'm getting them ready. And then there was he saw gauze floating across the earth. And what that was COVID. The plague, falling off from the earth. And that was the plague, and God just went and moved it off. And when that happened, he left. Showed God laughing. And then saying, I, the Lord your God, shall do this work. And so, you know, it's an awesome story. It's an awesome story. So the week is, you know, the sower is the Lord. He sows the seed, the good seed in the field. But the enemy comes, tries to sow these other seeds, all these tares, tries to get them to grow together, get them to grow together to the point where they later have to be separated. That's what God's doing right now, separating the wheat from the tares, weeding out all those tares. Everything that's been trying to hurt the kingdom. All those preachers who were called to the minister, they haven't been doing it like the way they were supposed to be. And they've gotten into sin. And they haven't been doing the right thing. And God's dealing with that stuff. He is separating wheat from weeds, from tares. So the question tonight is, what are you? Are you a wheat or are you a tare? I would much rather be on the wheat list than on the tare list. I don't want weeds. I don't want tares. I plan for Jesus to be happy with me. And I plan to make heaven. I don't plan to be thrown in hellfire for eternity, weeping, gnashing of teeth. And when you get to hell, you'll be there forever, ever, and ever, and ever, and ever. No end to it. But there's also no end to the liberty we have with Jesus. For those of us who make heaven, there's no end to that liberty. There's no end to that freedom. Sorry about that. I'm just checking the TikTok. I'm just checking the clock. No, I was not going on TikTok. Don't do that during my program. I don't. But he's separating. That separation. Or he's separating the wheat from the weeds. And then he even goes on to explain what that looks like. About how the Son of Man sows the wheat. But then the devil sows the tares. So, part of what that means, you know, God's going to throw off the gossipers, you know, unless they repent. You're going to throw off the gossipers. Those who use his name in vain, those who lie, cheat, curse him, unless they repent. And ask God for forgiveness. And by the way, repentance isn't just saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Repentance means calling God before God and say, I'm sorry. And you turn away from the sin that you were committing. If you're asking, well, when can I stop repenting? When you stop sinning. It's not a hard concept. You can stop repenting when you stop sinning against God. That is when you can stop repenting. And so the way Jesus explained it is the wheat. I mean, but so the one who sows the good seed is Jesus. Where it goes to is the world. The wheat are the people who, you know, who obey Jesus. They're the believers. They're those who, you know, obey God. Those who do what he requires. Those who follow his commandments according to how he tells us to live. That is how it is. That, I mean, that's how it is. That's what the wheat are. So what will happen, the tares are what's sown by the evil one. But the thing is we get to decide, you know, what's that? Are we a wheat or are we a tare? I'll tell you one thing. I don't want to be a tare. I don't want to be a stench to the nostrils of Jesus. Do you? I don't. I want Jesus to be able to look at me and say, yes, well done, River Shukla. Well done, Miracle Man. Well done. Into the joy of the Lord. That's what I plan to hear Jesus say to me when I give my account on Judgment Day. The Bible says we will all give an account to him. We will all give an account. Guaranteed. It's not even all your money back, because we're gonna. But, and then he said something. Jesus said something about how the parable goes. And the parable goes like this. Gather the weeds in piles and branches to be burnt, but gather the wheat into my barn. That's what Jesus is going to do. He's going to gather up, and we're going to go to eternal life, where those who are tares will go to eternal punishment. Eternal punishment for their sin. Question is, which one are you today? What are you today? Are you a wheat? Or are you a tare? What's your attitude like? How do you feel about your pastor? Are you one of these people who maybe go to church, but you gossip and talebear against your pastor and against other members of your church? And do you do that? Or do you follow in the ways of God and be obedient to him and pay attention to your pastor and what your pastor is trying to teach you? And hopefully you go to a church where they preach the real word of God and not some watered-down stuff. And those who water down the word of God they won't even teach what wheat and tares are. And they won't even tell you the difference. And when I think about it, and I think of where Jesus says, I'm sifting my people. I am separating the wheat, separating them. meaning they won't all be blended together. It won't be all blurry. You'll be able to tell. You'll be able to tell day from night, hot from cold. Like, you'll be able to tell. I like being able to tell things and not have it be all blurry. I don't like things being all blurry. So, the question would become, what are you? This is when you can examine yourself. Look at yourself. You know, how's my attitude towards God? What do I bring to the kingdom? And if you're always being all negative, you know, towards your pastor, towards leadership, towards a bunch of the church members, and you won't forgive your brothers, then that's a sign that you are a tear. And trust me, I don't want tears in heaven. He won't. I'm the first. No one is perfect. But he wants you to be right in his sight. That's what he wants. That's what matters to him. And so, if you're on the tear list, you can come off it and be considered on the wheat list, the good list. You can be considered part of the bride. Of Jesus. And then, throughout the hour down, he was showing, the Lord Jesus was showing Dr. Brown how much he loved his church. He was showing him, I love my church. I love my church. I protect my church. I love my people so much. And he showed him the overwhelming love that he has for the church, for his church. For the people. His church, I mean the Church of Jesus, not the River of Tampa Bay International Church. I mean the Church of Jesus Christ. His church. The Church of Jesus. That's the church he means. And when God's, and then Rodney Howard Brown has said ever since then, you can't stop the church. And if you touch the church, you try to stop the church, God's going to deal with you ever so severely if you touch the church. That's what he said. That's what he's been saying ever since COVID. And I'm not trying to belittle COVID at all. And it's still, you know, still there. People are still dying from it. But you know, but God is, by the way, let me tell you, listeners, the truth. Well, the churches were not supposed to open back up. They were supposed to be locked down permanently. That was the plan. That was the plan. But you know what? The plan failed. Still going on. Rodney Howard Brown, River Tampa Bay Church is still making a stand every night. It is over 1,000 days of the stand as of now. Like 1,005 days of the stand. making a stand for freedom, for liberty, making a stand for the Word of God. And God is separating his people. He's separating the wheat from the tares. He's separating. I pray you're a wheat, not a tare. You should be able to tell what you are. If you're unsure, how you can have God show you. You can have God show you you're a wheat or a tare. And so, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. Thank you that we would all examine ourselves, look at ourselves, find out for ourselves through you. Are we wheat? Are we tares? Would you be happy with us if you came tonight? Or would you not be happy? And I thank you that we would be doers of your word and not just those who hear it. And I thank you for that. In the mighty name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.